From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Just days after his election victory, President-elect Donald Trump and his wife Melania headed to the White House Thursday. And despite the history of animosity between President Obama and Trump, both were gracious in their remarks, pledging to work together for a smooth transition of power. White House correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
President Obama and President-elect Trump spoke much longer than scheduled at their first in-person meeting. Obama said their conversation was excellent. After criticizing President Obama in the past and questioning if he was born in the United States, Trump struck a different tone inside the White House. Obama campaigned hard for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and had some harsh words for Trump, saying he was temperamentally unfit to be Commander-in-Chief. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Thursday their meeting was less awkward than some may have feared. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
And Trump's victory has sparked protest in many U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Denver, Minneapolis, and Baltimore, and some did turn violent. In Portland, Oregon, demonstrations against President-elect Donald Trump have taken place even in Texas, a state that traditionally supports Republican candidates. And 4 years ago, Donald Trump declared that the U.S. Electoral College system of picking presidents is a disaster for democracy, and now he's headed to the White House because of it. As the Republican president-elect late this week began assembling a cabinet and administration to take office in early January, he still trailed Democrat Hillary Clinton in the national vote by more than 233,000 votes. Clinton's edge could become even larger because votes are still being counted in states she won. This is VOA News.